Please welcome Hall of Famer, Mr. Barry Larkin, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Barry Larkin. Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How you doing?
How you doing? Sorry we couldn't be there with you this morning.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day to come out here and play a little golf. You guys are working, I understand.
Yeah, that's what. Well, we did it from there last year, which was, you know, a lot of fun to do. You had to get some FaceTime with you and talk to you. But you've been there a number of years now. Do you look forward to this one every year?
Yes, I do. This is one of two golf tournaments that I come to, and I think the reason I come is because of the type of player that Joe was, more importantly, the type of person that he is, and that he uses his platform to do some good with his Children's Aid Foundation. So it's a nice job that Joe does, and it's just my way of giving back because of his opportunity to give back as well.
Now, did you go to the Jays game last night?
I did.
Yeah, did you like what you saw? Did you see any of the game? Because Troy Tulowitzki's been taken, and you of course playing in the infield for as long as you did, and being as good as you were. Easy to take criticism. Troy Tulowitzki's been taken into the mouth all season from Joe Public and the media. Did you like what you saw from him last night? I thought he was fantastic.
You know, I watched Tulo in the National League for many, many years. You guys are going to be very pleased. I'm assuming he's going to regain the position that he had in Colorado. He's just a really good player. He's a blue-collar superstar.
What makes him so good?
His ability to do everything. You know, his size, his agility, his power, speed, his ability to throw on the run. I just think it's he's just got the entire package. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a baseball player. I mean, he's got great baseball instincts as well. So, you know, I'm a big fan of his, and didn't get a chance to play against him, but certainly got a chance to watch him, and he's a good player.
Barry Larkin joins us live from the Eagles Nest Golf and Country Club for the Joe Carter Charity Classic. How's your golf game, by the way?
You know what, man? I shot very well yesterday. We had a skin game yesterday, and I won two skins, so it was a good day for me yesterday.
What do you mean? Give me your score. It was just a skins game. Did you keep score?
73.
Get out of here.
No way.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm just...
You know what sucks? Is that guys
check,
like...
You could check it.
No. Well, yeah, you're in the Hall of Fame, and you're an awesome golfer. What's something you don't do well, Barry Larkin?
I was an awesome golfer yesterday. Today could be 173.
Yo, but what's something you suck at, Barry Larkin?
So, yeah, like a sport that you go, probably I'm not good at that. I've tried it. I can't do it.
You know what I've never tried? I've never tried to play soccer. And, you know, I don't know if I could do that. You know, I don't know that I could do at this advanced age that I am right now. I don't know that I could do that because I have trouble kind of walking down the halls right now. But, you know, when I was playing, I think one of the reasons that many guys play infield is because of their ability to move their feet. But that was one thing that I never was comfortable doing is kicking a soccer ball. I mean, I think there's a reason I never played the game is because I couldn't kick the soccer ball very well. So I would assume if I tried to play soccer, that I would not be very good at it at all.
Well, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. Barry Larkin, our guest, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. Your son Shane in the NBA with the Nets, I believe. Listen, how is he now? Did he finish in Dallas last year?
No, he finished with the Nets.
Finished with the Nets last year. Pardon me.
Yes.
What's he doing? Is he a free agent this year, or what are his plans for this season?
Yeah, he's a free agent and just has to wait until after the draft and see what teams need a point guard. And so hopefully he'll land somewhere. I just don't know. I mean, we talk about it. And, you know, NBA's a little bit different. You saw the Derrick Rose to the New York Knicks. And is that going to work out or not with Carmelo and the triangle offense? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of moving parts. So he'll get in line and he'll find a spot whenever it's time for him to – whenever it's time for them to decide where they would like him to play. So it'll be interesting. I know he's excited. He's just working and just trying to get better.
Well, listen, I know you're busy and you want to go have some breakfast and hang out with your pals, so we'll let you do that. But Barry, as always, great pleasure to have you on once again this year, and thanks for taking time out to join us, and enjoy your day with Joe and doing some good work for Children's Charities.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.